Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to our government officials, to those who work in the corridors of power, and indeed to those who work in the offices as well. Many and varied are the problems which come before the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, problems such as drawing up the boundaries for the new London boroughs.
A straight line down here, curving back slightly over here, and ending in a bit of a squiggle. How's that one?
Very good, too. Very good. A sketch of the permanent undersecretary, isn't it? Well, never mind that. Tell me, how are you getting on with those new London borough boundaries, eh?
Well, we've had the maps in for over 3 months, and I've almost started them. Such a big responsibility.
Nonsense, too. Nonsense. Mustn't be overawed by the job. Not like you, to be unsure of yourself. Why, I've seen you doing the Times crossword in ink.
I know, but this boundary business, one slip of the pen and I might cut the wool off woolage or the sew off hoe.
Nothing to it, my dear. Now, what's that map?
Here you are.
Yes. Oh, good. Now, you simply take your pencil. You see, draw a line, so, and another one, there. Right. Now, everything on this side belongs to, Finstead Council, and everything on the other side belongs to Hamley. No problem. Now, do them all like that.
Yes, one, but you seem to have drawn that line right through the middle of a blue bit here. Lakeview Reservoir.
That's all right. It's a waterproof pencil.
That's a good one, isn't it? That's a witty one.
What I mean is they've now got half a reservoir each.
Well, what's it matter? They can share the running costs. Very fair, very fair. You worry too much, you know.
However, in spite of this careful planning by government departments, complications can arise. Let's go from Whitehall to the panelled offices of Finchstead Borough Council a few days later. His Worship the Mayor is speaking.
Right through the middle of Ruddy Reservoir, Councillor Clappy. Right through the middle. What do you think of that?
Well, Your Worship...
Have you ever heard of such bungling, eh? I say, have you ever heard of such bungling?
Well, there was a time you... Hey,
don't interrupt while I'm talking. Have you thought what effect this will have on the scheme, brother?
Scheme?
Aye. Adding fluoride to the drinking water of Finchstead.
Aye?
Fluoride. The stuff they say is good for teeth.
Oh, only not everybody...
Likes it, aye. No, but we like it, don't we? And we're putting it in our water.
But now we've only got Tarpa.
Reservoir, aye. Well, we'll put fluoride in our half.
But what about Hamley? Won't it go into...
Their half? Aye, likely, but that's their problem, not ours, is it?
But won't the Mayor of Hamley object? You know what Mrs. Horsfall is.
Aye, I do. All flowered hats and bring back the cat. Still? She can't argue with progress, and that's what fluoride is, you know. Progress.
And I say to you, ladies of the Hamley Embroidery and Judo Club, that not one particle of this vulgar fluoride substance will find its way into our water supply while I remain Mayor of Hamley.
Middle classes.
Thank you. It's bad enough these days with all these tasteless chickens and no nourishment in the bread. We're not going to stand by and watch the Finchstead Borough Council pollute our drinking water.
What about the middle classes?
A very good question. I shall be dealing with it on Tuesday next at a meeting of the Hamley Horse Lovers League. Scouts Hall, 7:30, entrance 6. Tea and biscuits extra.
A letter from the Ministry of Housing, one. They what? Say their permission refused stamp is worn out and they want to borrow ours.
Well, they can't have it. Stamp their letter, permission refused, and tell them we haven't got one.
Righto, one.
Now, stop fussing about the post, my dear two. Get back to the business in hand. Where were we exactly?
Well, you've got a shortcut to the ninth hole.
Oh, that's right,
my
yes.
bowler hat.
Your bowler hat.
And I'm bunkered behind the filing cabinet.
Oh, poor boy, what bad luck. So you are. Well, let's get on with it.
Yes, all right. Which club should I take?
I should take your wedge if I were you.
That's the one with the thin end, isn't it?
Oh, the thin end. Get on with it, yes. Get on with
all
it.
Right,
get on with the
right,
game.
You are now. I must have silence. Are you ready? One, two. Oh, my goodness.
General Assistant Department, Hamilton Jones speaking.
Pitkin here.
Pitkin? Oh, be quiet, too. It's Sir Gregory, the permanent undersecretary. Oh, Sir Greg, how are you, Sir Pitt? Nice to see you.
What the blue blazes you've been up to, eh?
What the
These
blue blazes?
These London boundaries have chopped a reservoir in half.
Oh, that? Is that what you rang up about? It took a great deal of careful planning, I can tell you.
Did it? Well, plan your way out of this. Yes. Instead, want to put fluoride into the reservoir.
Oh, poor chap. What did you say his name was?
Fluoride man.
Oh, fluoride. What a funny name.
They say it's good for teeth. But not everybody agrees. Hamlet Council don't. They refuse to have fluoride.
Well, that's all right then. I mean, what's it going to have their half and the other lot don't have their half?
This is a reservoir man. Water. Wet. If you put chemical in one side, it spreads. Throughout.
Oh, I see. A tricky problem for some poor...
Exactly, yes. You've got us into this. You can get us out.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I'll alter the boundary immediately.
What? And admit we were wrong in the first place? Can't be done that easily. The press are onto it already. Look, hark at these headlines. Come off at Whitehall.
Oh, dear me.
And mayors clash over boundary bungle.
Good gracious, Sir Pitt.
Precisely. We don't want any more bad publicity, so no. Sort it out. And above all, don't offend anybody.
Oh, no, no, Sir Greg. Of course I won't. Do give my kindest regards to Lady Pitt, Lady Greg, won't you? Oh, we seem to have been cut off. Did you hear all that, too? Too, what are you doing over by the window?
Yes, I heard. I was listening on the extension. But it's that golf ball. It's knocked off a chap's Homburg hat. Look, down there.
Goodness, it's the minister.
Oh?
His hat appears to have been run over by that taxi. He's shouting something at the driver,
oh,
isn't he?
Yeah, the driver's getting out. Good heavens, he's breaking the minister's brolly over his knee.
And the minister's laying about him with his briefcase. Here come the police. Look, oh, look. Here comes... Isn't that a policeman?
Yes.
My word. You certainly started something when you sliced that golf ball.
Oh, dear. What do you think I ought to do?
Well, you ought to alter your grip, you know. Get a bit more wrist. You know... Level out your stroke. I can't stay here discussing your golf. I must be off to my luncheon appointment.
Luncheon appointment? What about this reservoir business?
Oh, it'll sort itself out, too. Don't be such a worrier. Besides, this is a most important engagement. I'm due to give a short talk to some very influential people.
Short talk? But I mean...
Better
short...
get that window seen to. It's the third this month. Well, cheerio.
But the fluoride, the councils, think of the... Oh, he's gone.
I brought in a letter for you to sign, Mr. Lamb.
A letter? Let me see. Mildred, this is so faint I can hardly read it. We obviously need some new typewriter ribbons in this office. Get on to stationery at once. What's this letter about, anyway?
It's a request to stationery for some new typewriter ribbons for the office.
Oh. Oh, well done. That was quick.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. Look, are you worrying about something? I can always spot it when you're worried, you know. You chew the end of your tie.
Yes, I am worried, Mildred. There's a bit of a muddle over some reservoirs.
Finched, he'd have one half and want fluoride in it, and Amy have the other half and don't.
Oh, you've heard.
Mr. Lamb, it's in all the papers. Name these ministry muddlers, one said.
Oh, my goodness.
Another said, bureaucrats bungle boundary. Oh, I had to laugh.
Yes, all right, Mildred.
Whitehall twerps in deep water.
Mildred, I... Oh, I'm worried enough already. Sir Gregory's fighting mad. Civil war's imminent between two London boroughs, and H.J.'s calmly gone off to lunch.
Who's these two mayors? One of them will have to change his mind.
One of them will have to... Mildred, I think you've hit it. I'll go round and persuade Mayor Flagg. If H.J. won't take any interest, it's up to me to sort things out.
Nonsense, lad, nonsense. No, it's grand stuff, fluoride. Very good for the teeth. Oh, every night I put a pinch in the glass with my dentures.
Do you indeed? Well, I'm sure it's splendid stuff, you see, but in view of Hamley Council's objections, we were rather hoping that you might reconsider...
Afraid not, lad, no. Pinstead for fluoride, that's our motto. I made it up myself.
Did you? I did. Very good, yes. But Mayor Flagg...
Call me Red. Everybody else does.
Red flag.
We like our little joke, you know, in the pinch step.
Do you? Even that one.
Even that one. Why are you... Why are you chewing the end of your tie, lad?
Your worship, let me say this. It's the view of my ministry that if this fluoride business could be settled peacefully, they wouldn't be ungrateful.
You took the word right off the tip of my...
tongue, aye. Yeah. Well, my department does control the funds available for allocating statues in the London area.
Statues?
I was just thinking a statue of yourself outside the Working Men's Club would look rather nice. Standing on a handsome plinth. I mean, a handsome prince on a pedestal.
On a pedestal, I can see it now, you know. Clear gaze looking towards the horizons of progress.
Yes. Hey. And perhaps the figure of Keir Hardy with his arm round your shoulders pointing the way.
No, I couldn't change my mind this late date.
After all, Mayor Flagg, who do you suppose makes the profits from the sale of all this fluoride?
Profits?
Oh, yes, handsome profits, I shouldn't wonder. They're all capitalists, you know.
Oh,
and just between you and me, several of them are old Etonians.
Nay, they're not, are they? Oh, it's a difficult situation, isn't it? I wonder what Marx would say.
Oh, you're a Marx fan, too, aren't
you? I am.
I thought he was wonderful in A Night from the Opera. Yes. Chasing that woman down the
aisle. Karl Marx.
Oh, I see.
Wrote Das Kapital.
Did he? Yeah, well, I don't have much time for reading these days. What with my work and helping with the local scout troop.
Scouting. You're interested in...
in scouts.
Scouting, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, why didn't you say?
Don't tell me you are, too.
I used to be a rover.
Did you?
Yeah, my wife stopped me. But now I'm honorary president of the first Finchstead Cookpack.
Oh, no.
Dip.
Job. Well, I never
will. Hey, we'll stay for a cup of...
I'd love
will
to.
Will you, Mr. Yes, M.I.? Yes. And then we can discuss the old matter further.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of... It's a good thing someone in our office takes his work seriously instead of going off to fancy lunches with influential people.
My little talk, ladies of the London Floral League. I'd like to say that I've enjoyed my lunch. And furthermore, I'd like to say that I enjoyed my lunch. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Not at all.
It's not very often we have such a distinguished speaker with such an interesting subject. Planning and efficiency.
Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring my notes.
Not at all.
Just as well I have a good memory, you know. You have to have a good memory in my job, Mrs. What's your name again?
Mrs. Horsfall.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Horsfall.
I'm chairwoman of the league, remember?
Of course I remember. You told me, didn't you? The name seems familiar somehow.
I expect you've seen it in the newspapers recently.
Have I?
The Lakeview Reservoir business.
The Lake...
Some petty dictator in Whitehall has made a ridiculous mistake.
Oh, Reservoir. Oh, yes, I know.
Actually, you know, I value your opinion on this matter. I realize that you wouldn't normally deal with such trifles.
Not normally, no.
I mean a man in your position with people like Sir Gregory Fitkin working under you.
Gregory, did I say he was working under me? Did I? Yes, quite right. Yes, that's it.
Tell me, Mr. Hamilton Jones, what would you advise me to do?
Now then, Mrs. Speaking purely as a disinterested observer, I tell you what I advise.
So you got this Mayor Flagg to change his mind then, Mr. Lamb?
I certainly did, Mildred. He's agreed there won't be any fluoride put in the Lakeview Reservoir. In fact, he's now turned violently against the whole business of fluoride.
Oh, that is good. Here, won't Mr. H.J. be pleased?
Yes. At least it'll show that someone in this office isn't content to sit back and twiddle his thumbs.
Yes.
there you are. It's you.
That's right, too. It's me, and it's grand news. We finally got this reservoir problem sorted out.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, of course I'm pleased. Well, someone in this office isn't content to just sit back and twiddle his thumb.
Well, that's very big of you, Juan. It wasn't really anything. I mean...
It wasn't anything. I wouldn't say that, too. I think I did rather well persuading Mrs. Horsfall to put fluoride in her heart as well.
After all, I was only... you did what?
Had to use all my powers of persuasion, too. The most cogent arguments, the most telling facts in favor of fluoride... Then we discovered her late husband and I went to school together. Well, of course, she couldn't argue with that.
Yes, well, there's something you ought to know, Juan.
She absolutely insists, my dear boy, absolutely insists on putting fluoride in the water now. Once she saw the value of it, nothing would persuade her not to.
Well, I don't quite know how I'm
going
to put
keen this. On the stuff, very keen.
I've been to Mayor Flagg and persuaded him against
it. You've been to Mayor Flagg of... Would you mind leaving us alone, Miss Murphy? Go and answer the telephone in your office.
But it's not ringing, Miss Hamilton Jones.
No point in waiting till the last moment, Miss Murphin. Close the door behind you.
Well, I know, and I'm not wanted.
Now, look here, Two. Just what have you been up to?
Well, I only thought...
Two, I not have any thinking in this office while I'm in charge.
But, well, there's...
So next time, think before you think, if you'll be so kind.
What are we going to do? I'm sure Mayor Flagg won't change his mind.
Nor will Mayor Horsfall, I can tell you, Two. We're in trouble. I wonder...
Yes, yes?
If I were to start my summer holidays tomorrow...
Oh, my God.
A general assistant department, Holiday Jones speaking. I beg your pardon, Hamilton. Who's that?
Pitkin here.
Oh, Pitkin.
What the devil are we up to now, eh?
Oh, St. Greg, how nice of you to ring. What the devil have we been up to?
This business of Lakeview Reservoir.
Oh, Lakeview Reservoir. He does repeat himself, doesn't he? Yes, Lamb and I trying to get to the bottom of it.
Best place for you.
Yeah. We, best place for us, he said. Yes. We've seen, are you there?
I'm still here. Yes, seen both. Where you were, St. Greg.
We've seen both the mayor.
I know, yes, they belong to me. They think we're trying to make fools of them.
Well, they're
absolutely furious. Ah, look, they're liable to take matters into their own hands and do something drastic. Sort it out at once.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, sort it out at once.
What on earth are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. We'll have to take a decision.
A decision? Oh, I say, isn't that a bit drastic?
We must face up to it. Now, as I see it, taking all the facts into consideration, weighing up all the pros and cons...
Yes?
Either we put the stuff into the water or we don't.
I just don't know how you do it, Juan. What's the next step?
Well, we'll use the proper decision-making machinery that has been involved through decades of experience in the working of the department.
Oh, yes. Just a moment. Here you are.
Thank you. Heads it's in, tails it's not. You talk.
Good evening, viewers. As you've probably gathered, I'm standing in the mayor's parlor at Hamley Town Hall, the center of a bitter controversy that threatens to shatter the peace of this quiet borough. Tell me, Mayor Horsfall, what is it that's made you so angry?
The question of fluoride for Lakeview Reservoir.
Uh-huh.
At first, I was against the whole idea. Then I was persuaded by what I thought was a high government official that it ought to be done. And now I've received this letter.
Uh-huh. No wonder you're annoyed. They've spelt your name wrong. Mayor Horseface.
No, it's not that. Just listen to this. Dear Sir or Madman.
Uh-huh.
Read your plan to put fluoride in Lakeview Reservoir. We beg to inform you it has been overruled in view of objections from Finchstead Council. Signed, M. Murfin, shorthand typist, P.P. Roland Hamilton Jones.
So you mean to take matters into your own hands?
I'm afraid I can make no comment on that. Mind you, the sacks of fluoride are already loaded onto a lorry.
And you intend to row it out to the center of the reservoir?
Not the lorry, no. But the municipal boating lake has several sturdy little boats, and they're quite unused at night.
My word, uh-huh. It's quite exciting.
Yes, isn't it? And Councillor Mulberry was a rowing crew at Cambridge in 1912, and there's no moon tonight.
So tonight's the night you're putting this stuff in?
Gracious. I didn't actually say that, did I? After all, that would be flouting a ministry decision.
Thank you, Mayor Horsfall.
I'm so sorry I couldn't reveal what my plans are. And now, Mr. Wicker, I wonder if I can interest you in opening a garden party.
Why, the cunning old bat. Not content with grinding the faces of the poor, she's going to pollute our water with her old Etonian fluoride. She's going to row out.
Well, how did you
find out? I was watching telly, weren't I? And they showed an interview with her. Just before Mitchamore rode off out of the studio on a penny farthing bike, it was.
What are we going to
do? We'll have to stop her, won't we? If we wait for the Ministry to act, it'll be too late.
Well, we'll have to take matters into our own
hands, aye, we will. A situation like this calls for subtlety, craft, and cunning, Crabtree. We'll ram our rowing boat. Aye, that's what we'll do, ram her.
Row up, Councillor Mulberry, row up. It's a cold night, and the sooner we finish the job, the better.
May I take anything of the rum, Madam Mayor?
Certainly not. We'll splice the main brace when we celebrate victory, and not before. Come along, Mulberry. It'll do wonders for your rheumatism.
Well, it's all very well, but the oars hardly reach the water with me sitting on these sacks of fluoride.
Never mind. We'll soon be unloading them. By the way, you do smoke, don't you?
Why, yes, Madam Mayor, I do.
I thought so, from the way you're puffing and panting at those oars. Time you stopped it.
No, is it?
Row up, Mulberry. Oh. We're following in a great tradition. British adventurers who took to the sea to fight tyranny and injustice.
Could have been at home listening to Sam Freeney.
Hamley expects that every man will do his duty. Oh, dear, dear. This mist is getting thicker. It's really very hard to see.
Come on, Crabtree, come on, will you? If we're going to intercept him in this boat, we'll have to go faster.
I'm pedalling as hard as I can, Mr. Mayor.
You're not pedalling as hard as I am. You've got to lean right back if you're going to get a good pedal.
Well, it's not an ideal craft, Mr. Mayor.
Well, of course it's not. I know it's not ideal, but with all the part dingies laid off, it was this kiddie's pedal boat or nothing. Now, any signs of the enemy yet?
No, it's much too...
foggy, isn't it? Aye, still, they're bound to be making for the middle, same as we are. We'll catch them.
And, what do we do then?
Why, we ram them, of course. Oh. Aye, they'll be slower than us with that charge of fluoride aboard. It'll be like Spanish Armada. They'll be all heavy and lumbering. And us, small and humane.
Lovely.
When we've rammed them, she's our prize. First thing is, we'll grab them sacks of fluoride.
Yeah, and when we've got them, we can dump them over the side.
Aye, we can dump them No, you great nit. Do you realise the whole object of this operation is to prevent them doing that, you... Hush, quiet, what was that? Did you hear out?
Sounded like splashing.
Aye, muffled oars over there. We've got them. We'll run the lovers amidships.
Oh, but it might not be Mayor Horsfall.
Of course it'll be her. Who else would be daft enough to come out boating on a night like this? Now, full speed ahead. And go on, pedal like hell.
Come on, too, come on. Surely you can use that paddle a bit faster, can't you? We got to stop this woman.
It's not easy kneeling with one paddle. These rubber dinghies are very sluggish.
So lucky our ministry could let us have one.
Yes. And lucky I saw Mrs. Horsfall's interview on television.
Quite right, too. Quite right. We can't allow a ministry decision to be flouted. Now, come along. Try and get us moving a bit quicker.
It's all very well for you lying at the back trailing a comb in the water.
Well, someone has to steer, too. Someone has to steer.
Oh, this wretched mist doesn't make it any easier.
No, it doesn't. I find it very hard to tell our position.
Oh, that reminds me. I've brought this plastic compass. Found it in this morning's bowl of Luxy Bran.
In a bowl of Luxy Bran? Do you think it'll work?
Hard to say. I only started having it for breakfast yesterday.
No, no, no. I meant the compass.
Oh, yes.
And I can tell you fairly quickly that it won't. According to my map and your compass, we're doing 7 knots down Oxford Street.
It's probably faulty. I was chewing it for 5 minutes before I realized what it was.
Well, keep paddling, too. Keep paddling.
All right.
Wait a minute. I think I heard another boat just then. Oh. I think perhaps we've got them.
In, out. In, out. That's it, Mulberry. Remember Trafalgar. Not much farther to go.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
We're almost in the middle. We'll be able to stop and... Oh, fish. What was that? What on earth's going on over there?
It's none of our business.
Nonsense, Mulberry. Row over immediately. It's our duty. Accident at sea and all ships must go to the rescue.
Oh, there's something in the water. Look.
It's a man.
A what?
No, it's one of those ministry people.
Help! Help!
Here, Mulberry. Help me pull him aboard. Catch hold of his umbrella.
Oh, thank you. My name is Lamb. I'm from the General Assistance Department.
I thought so. You look rather wet. What on earth were you doing in the water?
A sort of dog paddle, I suppose.
My word. You're soaked through and shivering with cold. Here, drape my chiffon scarf round your shoulders.
Never mind that. I've come to put a stop to this business, this attempt to defy a ministry ruling.
Oh, no one's defying any ministry ruling here, Mr. Lamb.
Oh.
It's time we were getting back. I roll for the shore.
Quite. That's enough training for this evening, Mulberry.
Training?
Oh, yes. Counselor Mulberry used to be a Cambridge rowing blue. I'm training him for a comeback.
Oh. I must apologize. We had quite the wrong idea. You know, Mr. Hamilton Jones thought that you... Oh, good gracious. One, whatever's happened to him? This other boat rammed us, you see, and there was absolute chaos. Oh, dear, what can have happened to one?
Disgraceful business, disgraceful. Just as well for you, Mayor Flagg, that I managed to step into your boat before mine sank.
I'm very sorry about that, Mr. Hamilton.
I should think so.
A pure accident, you understand?
Accident, it was quite deliberate. An act of downright piracy.
A piracy? We'll all be hung. Here, I'll turn Queen's evidence.
Shut up. Control yourself.
Make for the shore immediately. My colleague and I... Oh, my goodness, two. What's happened? He went down with the ship. Will I ever hear his cheerful voice again?
Watch out. I think there's another boat.
There he is. I think he's there. Good morning, two.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Not too bad, one. Lucky we were near the bank when we collided last night, wasn't it?
Yes, wasn't it?
Yeah, still, we'd never have made the shore if you hadn't been shouting directions from my shoulder.
Quite. No need for thanks. No need to thank me, too. What's that you've got there?
It's a letter from the research department of the Metropolitan Water Board.
Oh.
An analysis of the water in Lakeview Reservoir. Sir Gregory ordered it.
Sir Gregory? Why can't he leave these things to us?
The analysis shows the water's already got a high content of natural fluoride.
It's as if he had no confidence in us. You mean to say the register stops there anyway?
Oh.
Well, that clears that up, doesn't it?
Yes, a copy's been sent to each council.
Good. Perhaps we can get back to really important things.
I'll get the golf clubs from the cupboard.
That's right.
Sir,
yes,
an
Mildred?
Urgent note from Sir Gregory.
An urgent note from Sir Gregory, suppose I better have a look.
We can try some chip shots into the top secret drawer. Oh, it's good to be carefree again.
Well, is it? Yes. Now, two, listen, Sir Gregory's rather worried. Tell me, when you were messing about with the London boundaries, did you find a stretch of open land in St. John's Wood?
Oh, yes, a big green patch on the map with nothing on it.
Yes.
Did you order it to be ploughed up and planted?
That's right. Waste not, want not, I always say. I gather they're expecting a fine crop of cabbages.
On Lord's cricket ground.
Perhaps I'd better put the clubs away again.
Yes, my dear, too. I think perhaps you have.